Let's go to Craig Shirley now. He is a Reagan historian, author of the new book, Last Act, The Final Years, An Emerging Legacy of Ronald Reagan, and probably a man who has studied Ronald Reagan more than anyone. Thanks for joining us, Craig.
You bet, fellas. How are you?
Well, pretty good, but I got to say I was absolutely stunned by this decision. I thought that John Hinckley would be locked up for life. Tell me your reaction and why you think that this is actually a political move by U.S. District Judge Paul Friedman.
Paul Friedman is a partisan Democrat. He was appointed by Bill Clinton to the bench in 1994. His decision several times, he's interceded in behalf of protecting shady Democratic fundraisers. So it was clearly a political decision. You know, in his ruling, he never said that he consulted Hinckley's psychiatrist to all of a sudden pronounce Hinckley, cured. I interviewed for my book Last Act Dr. Roger Peel extensively, who was head of the psychiatric unit at St. Elizabeth's Hospital. And he told me many, many things, things that had never seen the light of day before. They're in my book. But one of the things he indicated was he thought that Hinckley was not cured, that Hinckley was the most narcissistic, self-absorbed individual he'd ever had as a patient. And that was an opinion shared by six psychiatrists. Now, you combine that with the fact that he's under constant Secret Service surveillance. They have observed him. He's lied about his whereabouts. He's gone into bookstores and looked up books of the assassination attempt, clearly looking for his name because he still thinks he's the most important person in the world. Why would you release him now when all the evidence points to the fact that this man is still a danger to society?
Yeah, that's the thing that I remember is that the Secret Service have, you know, they do keep an eye on him whenever he goes out on these supervised releases with his family.
Right.
That they then follow up and double check and they've learned things like he goes into a bookstore, opens the book to read about the assassination attempt because he's so fascinated with what he did back then.
Yeah.
And that is a sign that you're right. He's not cured. He's not right. How in the world is there anything the Secret Service can do besides just assign a detail to watch him every minute that will reverse this decision?
I don't see any, Brian. I don't see how they can reverse it. I suppose that there's a way to there's an appeals process, but somebody would have to do it. You know, the Reagan Library came down very hard against this decision, and everybody I know who worked for Ronald Reagan, everybody who knows about this, even in a cursory way, has come down and just aghast and appalled. Look, Sirhan Sirhan is behind prison for the rest of his life for the murder of John Kennedy. John Hinckley murdered Jim Brady. When Jim Brady died, is that the medical examiner ruled his death a homicide. Why isn't John Hinckley behind bars?
Our guest is Craig Shirley. He is a Reagan biographer and probably has studied Ronald Reagan and written about Ronald Reagan more than anyone else. I want you to listen to this. This is former President Ronald Reagan speaking to Larry King about John Hinckley. Listen.
Were you angry?
Well, I didn't know for quite a while until they began to tell me about the young man that had done this and what his problem was, that he was not exactly on a normal basis. And so then I added him to my prayers for myself that, well, if I wanted healing for myself, maybe he should have some healing for himself.
A quintessential Reagan in terms of his spirituality and how important prayer was for him, and he suddenly began praying for John Hinckley
that he
should be healed. What do you think he would make of this if he truly was praying for John Hinckley to be healed?
Well, I resist, Larry, the what would Reagan do stuff, and I don't like people who do it because we don't know what Reagan would do. All I can do is go on the historical facts. What I can tell you is that what he said about his forgiveness for John Hinckley is absolutely true. As a matter of fact, as I wrote in Last Act, when I interviewed Dr. Peel, Reagan, after he was healed from the gunshot wound, actually sought a private meeting with Hinckley to tell him that he forgave him. He didn't want to do, it wasn't a presidential pardon, but it was a personal act of Christian faith. Reagan, after he was returned to the White House, after he was restored to vitality, called Dr. Daniel Ruge, who was then the White House physician, and raised the idea with Ruge. Ruge reached out to Dr. Roger Peel at St. Elizabeth's, and he said he would talk to the team of psychiatrists who were taking care of Hinckley and get back to the White House, Dr. Ruge. And he talked to the six psychiatrists who were on the Hinckley case, and to a person they said, absolutely not. Hinckley would misinterpret it as vindication for what he did. He's narcissistic, he's self-absorbed, he's utterly believes, and he would see it as a vindication of what he did. So Reagan ended up not meeting with Hinckley, but the indication that Reagan, the desire of Reagan's to meet with Hinckley is a demonstrative of his vast capacity for Christian forgiveness.
All right, so when he's been released on these family outings, he's been followed by the Secret Service. Will they now continue to follow him, or are they prevented from doing so?
No, they're going to continue. Apparently, the news reports are, Brian, is that he's still going to be under supervision, and I would urge close supervision based on his history.
So we're paying for this guy. We're paying a lot of money for Secret Service.
We've been paying for this guy but think of how Jim Brady paid for his actions.
Yeah,
think about
absolutely
Tom,
right.
Thomas
yeah.
Delahunty, who a D.C. police officer who was a man of courage, how he paid. Tim McCarthy was a Secret Service agent. You know, we can't forget four men were shot that day. Not just the President of the United States, but four men were shot that day.
In that moment, he goes under the knife and he takes off his mask and tells everyone in the room, "I hope you're all Republicans." And that response from the surgeon, "Mr. President, today we're all Republicans."
Dr. Howard Giordano, yes.
Yeah, probably still gives me goosebumps just thinking about that. If someone had written it, you wouldn't believe it, but it's absolutely true. It's amazing.
But that's the way Reagan was. And I think that is such an important point, Larry, because it was a defining moment. I don't like that phrase, but, you know, the American people, although they weren't closely attuned to FDR being polio, they had an understanding that the president had been injured. It was not completely well. John Kennedy, you know, his heroes in World War II, Dwight Eisenhower leading the American invasion, is that they had already formulated, the American people had formed an opinion of these modern presidents based on actions, but they hadn't of Reagan. And then Reagan's grace under pressure in the assassination gave the American people a look into the psychology of Ronald Reagan, and it formed a bond with the American people that never, ever, is still with us today.
Yeah. Craig Shiller, we've got to leave it there. It's always good to touch base with you. I'm sorry it's on this story with John Hinckley being released. He is the definitive biographer of Ronald Reagan, Craig Shiller. Thank you,
sir. Thanks, fellas.